The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Ali Hadji, CEO and Director of ION Energy. That's ION on the TSVX. Ali, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Justin. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, now we'll get into a bit more detail. Before we do, though, just give us, if you could, a brief summary overview of the business.
Of course. ION Energy is Mongolia's first lithium brine explorer and developer. We have licenses with a combined landmass of over 100,000 hectares. The Bab Hayol license, which is our flagship license, is in the South Gobi Desert, just 24 kilometers from the Chinese border. We went public in August 2020, as you mentioned, on the TSX Venture. We also trade on the Frankfurt Exchange, as well as the OTCQB in the US. Following our go public transaction, we commenced exploration at our flagship Bab Hayol license. We've strengthened the team, which we'll chat about in just a second. And of course, we signed into a JV agreement with a copper supplier in country as well. So that's ION in a brief nutshell, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're saying over 100,000 hectares and your first lithium brine license ever in Mongolia, is that right?
That's right. So we started the company back in 2017. There was a vision. In 2019, we acquired Bab Hayol, our 81,000 hectare license, the largest land package ever granted to a public or private entity by the government of Mongolia. We went public in August 2020. We've added to our team with alumni or credible names in the industry, including ex-Tesla, Lithium Americas, and Neo Lithium alumni. We increased our exposure by upgrading to the OTCQB, so we are trading there as well. We acquired our secondary license in February of last year, the Urgak Naran license. That's an additional 29,000 hectares. So we are the largest lithium explorer in Mongolia. We completed a bought deal for about $5.75 million in March of last year. You know, we announced $3 million, had unprecedented demand from the institutional investors, and ended up taking into the treasury $5.75 million. So we are fully funded today. We started our maiden program on Bab Hayol last year. We've had some new discoveries there, including a very important discovery by the name of the White Wolf Prospect, with up to 1,502 ppm of lithium. So beyond that, we've also been able to build that strategic relationship with an emerging copper explorer in Mongolia. And then we hired a strategic advisor in Asia as well that allows us to work closer with obviously the largest battery consumers on the planet. So that is the Chinese sort of country. Yeah. That's where we are today.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was just going to ask that. So, you know, why lithium and why in Mongolia? You sort of answered that. And what's it like working in Mongolia?
Well, Mongolia is a country that we've been in for over 13 years as a group. My chairman set up a company there in 2009, 2010, which was a coal explorer. He ultimately acquired a number of coal-bearing assets, de-risked them through exploration, and then exited to Banpu of Thailand for $500 million in cash in 2011. So it's a country we know quite well. We've seen the government change on multiple occasions, but they do continue to sing the same song irrespective of the government in power, which is the country is open for business, and we've seen that. And it is evident in the way that we've been able to receive licenses and execute in country as well. So Mongolia for us, we're long Mongolia. It's a country we believe in tremendously, and we continue to see value in country as well as through their international relationships.
Yeah. Well, tell us about your work program. You said you've started exploration, and so what's next here then, Ali?
In terms of things to look forward to, I think, the pandemic has really inhibited our ability to spend the vast amount of capital that we would have hoped to have spent in the last 2 years on exploration. So now that the world has opened up in April, so April 15th through the 27th, myself, my technical advisors, some of my strategic advisors, technical team from Dublin, as well as some bankers and analysts out of the UK, may potentially be joining us over at site. So we will be kicking off, I beg your pardon, we will be kicking off a very capital intensive exploration program that includes hydrogeological sampling, geophysics across both licenses, and ultimately the goal of which is to have an early resource indication on Bab Hayol by the fall of this year. So very aggressive year ahead for us here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose we all know why lithium, yeah?
Yes, lithium continues to run and rally. We've seen it go from $8,000 to over $46,000 US per LCE ton equivalent. And that's a result of obviously the governments around the world injecting about $1 trillion towards a clean green energy future. on the back of this massive spending throughout the pandemic. We're seeing the private industry, including GM and Ford, jointly invest over $100 billion across multiple platforms here in Canada. We've just seen an announcement for a $5 billion electric vehicle or battery plant. So the world is moving towards an electric future. The price of gas and oil today, as I'm sure our listeners are following, is also pushing the general consumer towards this electric future. So lithium continues to rally, and in our view, it will continue to do so as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Ali, it's good to chat to you. And if you could, in summary, give the listeners three reasons why they should research you, and with the hopefully thoughts of investing. Give us three, if you could.
Of course. So first things first, the green revolution that I mentioned. ION Energy is the only brine license holder in Mongolia, 110,000 hectares, only 24 kilometers from the largest consumer on the planet, that being China. We're a trusted, credible team that's built and sold mines around the world, but also brought mines to production, including alumni from Tesla, Lithium Americas, and Neo Lithium. And last but not least, we believe we're in the primary position today, given that we are undervalued, to impact the battery supply chain in Asia in a very positive manner.
Excellent stuff. Ali, good to chat to you. Hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.